Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello. You all right? Paloma Faith, another one that I mildly offended during my Sunday show a few weeks ago, you know, when I... with the example where I sort of said he sang out of tune and it went a bit wrong. I did a similar thing with Paloma Faith.
Radio 1.
Right, Becky.
Yeah. I wanted you to say, what did you do with Paloma? Say that she...
Well, she initiated the discussion about her clothing.
Right.
Because she's got her own unique take on fashion. Mm. And she said she can't decide what's her and what's her stage gear anymore and what look she's going for. And I was like, Dad, you open your wardrobe and you've got like a wetsuit, some clown trousers and a top hat. And she was kind of like... Yeah. She was really nice, though. Not a bad look, eh? There's worse.
You're doing well. Who have you got on next weekend? Because I need to
not
listen.
Sure. We're supposed to have Kazapaza on at the weekend, but she had...
She'd heard about your previous...
Maybe. Mm. Maybe the old Perry. In the end, I asked if there was anybody called Perry listening who could do the quiz instead of Katy Perry.
Oh, that's like when we had we were meant to have Steve Carell on to do Steve Carell spells, and he didn't want to do it or whatever. Probably, you know. So we got someone else to impersonate
Maybe
him,
can't
and it was
spell very well.
It was a girl, and she did a brilliant impression.
And was she called Steve?
No.
Or Carell? Or
no,
Carol?
She just pretended to be him. Oh, I don't think anyone noticed. Maybe we should have admitted that at the time.
Mm. Well, I asked for Perry anyway. So I do this old quiz with an ice cream man called Perry. Hello, if you're listening, my darling. And he's in his ice cream van. He's still serving while he's chatting to me. This is on my show yesterday. I didn't know what he was doing at first. I just heard him go, strawberry. So I think he was putting a bit of sauce on the 99 as he's doing the quiz with me. So anyway, Perry represented Katy Perry on the quiz. I didn't get to chat to Katy Perry. Turns out, anyway, he was called Andy at the end. I thought we'd done well to find a Perry. So the actual Katy Perry had a very sore throat. So her people formed, I like to think, sort of like a barrier around her by linking arms and just kept anybody with a mobile away from her when she's not allowed to talk because she had a sore throat. But she sounded pretty good. Well, the bits that I heard at the Teen Awards, so obviously that technique worked. They saved her little vocal cords. Anyway, you had a nice weekend.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Went to the beach.
What beach?
A beach down south.
Oh.
I can't remember where it was. We just drove and we wanted to get, like, really windswept, but the weather was actually all right.
Oh, right.
So it's a bit... You know, it's really good, really exciting to go to the beach when it's, like, really stormy.
Yeah.
That's what we were after, because we thought that the weather was going to be really bad, and then it just turned out we were walking on a grey beach, but it was nice enough.
Nice.
Did you do anything exciting?
What, did you want to do, like, run towards your other half with all, like, the wind in your hair and that and go and be, like, all tempestuous and stormy?
And as it was, no.
Was there even a flutter of a breeze? Or
no.
Was it a bit spitty with rain?
No.
No, it was just...
It was just an average dull day. Wasn't sunny, wasn't raining, wasn't windy.
Did you have a snog and roly-poly round in waves together, like, over and over in the waves, just getting lost in each other's sea of love?
No.
No. Okay. I'm just trying to tick off all the...
Do you do that when you go to the beach?
Yeah, always.
Do you?
Even if Ben's not with me, I just do it by myself. I do that thing from the 80s where I rub my back and pretend I'm snogging someone and roll around in waves. I've been dragged out twice, but the lifeboat men get really cross with me now and I've stopped doing it. Anyway, back to Paloma. I can't talk to her about fashion, can I not, when I'm wearing these babies today?
They're very tight. They're like, what are they, jeggings?
Well, they're called super skinny soft because the fabric is very soft and they're super skinny jeans. But they're a bit, I think they're jeggings. They're basically jeggings. Mm. I've had to wear quite a long jumper so you can't spot me Wendy from 100 paces. Do you know what I mean? Because I hate that. Get very paranoid about it. So I keep pulling my jumper down all self-consciously. And I do look like sort of... twiglets that have been dipped in ink, my little funny legs, don't they?
I don't think many people's legs could get as good. You can get into them.
Yeah, it's nice.
I couldn't even get into them.
Well, so you could do. They're very, very stretchy. They're not like wearing normal tight jeans. They're super stretchy. But I just think that my legs look like little blue sausages that have gone off. Anyway, there's lots coming up on the show today. Let's do your turn of phrase that you used about Guffgate.
We need to get to the bottom of it.
Oh, no, hang on. Oh. Don't say it so quickly.
Forget that.
I'll cue you. Cue Peggy.
We need to get to the bottom of it. Of Guffgate.
Did Cheryl call Trump or not on Saturday night on X Factor? We are going to find out. When she came in, when I was in for Chris, she didn't Trump at all. Like I said, she burped the alphabet. She got up to H. But she didn't Trump at all. So we'll find that out. Also, we'll go out on Stupid Street as well. A bit of Coxopedia as well. And also, Greg makes a good impression.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Wow. So, Becky... Mm-hmm. So is this your own musings? Has this come to your mind?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Well, last week, I don't know if you heard, Greg discovered that he could do an amazing impression of Jules Holland.
Okay, brilliant.
And then he spent the whole show on Wednesday doing it and then like half the show on Thursday. And he's turned into one of those people who, you know, when you realise you can do an impression, you then just keep doing it at like every opportunity until you get bored of it.
Mm.
So I reckon... He did it for the whole of Wednesday.
It felt like the whole of Wednesday's show was constantly in the style of Jules Holland. He just kept doing the impression. Mm. We have scoured through the said show and we've got evidence of the amount of impressions going on. This is Greg James makes a good impression. I thought it could be quite a snappy title for it. Let's see.
Most people know who Jules Holland is. He knows the hootenanny at New Year and stuff.
And speaks a bit like that. Welcome to the show. Thank you very much. Over here we have Tim Dawson, our club. And then over here we have Jesse J. And over there we have a man called Bitlake. And here's Tiny Temper.
So he just kind of runs around. It's frantic for half an hour.
So does it, when he's talking about him running around, is he now to use Jules Holland as a reference point for everything? Do you know what I mean? Like, because then he gets to do the impression. He can't just randomly do it. Is he? I'll tell you who else is right-handed. Jules Holland. Like that. Do you know? I'll tell you who else has been to Braintree. Jules Holland. Like that, maybe.
Hello, tonight on the show we have Mumford and Sons and Tiny Temper.
I don't know.
That's three.
Tonight on the show we have Mumford and Sons, Jesse J will be performing live, and Two Door Cinema Club will be here. Join me on Friday for an extended version of Late.
See, that's no, it's not bad.
Four. That's not bad.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show the wonderful Laura Marling. Mumford and Sons, thank you very much. I'll be back on Friday with an extended version of Later. Hello.
Is that Hello. It? So he only did five?
Five. And then
it felt like it was going on forever.
Yeah, no, it was only five.
Have you noticed as well, he only does this, he can only say certain things in a voice. Like if you tried to give him something else to say, he could only say Laura Marling, Mumford and Sons and the other one. And then he has to stop the impression.
I know he's a fan. I was thinking, God, he's playing a lot of Mumford and Sons. I think he was playing it just so he could use that voice, maybe. If we tried to get him to say supercalifragilistic, et cetera, et cetera, in a Jules Holland style, he just wouldn't be able to do it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It was reported over the weekend that on Saturday's edition of X Factor, Shezza McCole did let rip with a Trump. We're here to investigate whether or not it actually happened. Over to my news anchor, Becky. Can you tell us what you thought went down on the show on Saturday?
After the performance of Cher, when Cheryl was giving her evidence, feedback. It sounded like she did a little burp.
Okay.
And her face went, ooh, like she realised she'd done it and then...
No, I have seen the evidence, the visual evidence, and she does do a little... Like she's just pausing to Trump. She doesn't lift up one cheek, though, which would have made it really obvious.
And she doesn't laugh afterwards as either, which some people do if they've done it.
She doesn't do
it
that
me, no.
Wafty thing, that's, and then you go, ooh, like peanuts. Let's just relive that moment when she did the Trump.
Do you know what? Sometimes with your stage presence and your sometimes pretendy confidence, it's easy to forget that you're 17.
So she does the face.
It's quite loud.
It is loud. I mean, but for that to be her chair to be making a strange noise or some... wouldn't have picked up on the mic. It would have been a really loud Trump. I mean, perhaps we should look at the reaction of the people in the front row of the audience behind her, because if they all start going, like that, maybe. Although I imagine if Cheryl Cole was to Trump, it'd probably just smell like daffodils and, you know what I mean, freshly mown lawns and, you know, Werther's Originals and all things nice, like rainbows and ponies and things like that. So we've not messed about with this clip.
No.
This is what we've got from the actual show. So I promise you, we haven't messed about with this clip. Have we? Listen again.
Do you know what? Sometimes with your stage presence and your sometimes pretendy confidence, it's easy to forget that you're 17.
Now then, Cheryl isn't alone in this. It's a phenomenon that is sweeping showbiz. Listen to this from the Chris Moyle show.
Thank you very much, Dominic, and thank you very much, lovely Tina.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
So, jobs are good.
Now then, this is Louise off of The Weather. What show
that
is this off?
Was that real?
I think, I don't know. 81199. Guffgate. It's the Guffgate floodgates will be opening now, with people coming forward with, yes, I let off at SBD during the 9 o'clock news, things like that. Let's have a listen. This is Louise off of The Weather. Let's have a listen.
Well, let's take a look at the weather now with Louise Lear. You'll have to excuse the...
This is awkward.
Never mind. Rain for all of us.
Yeah. I don't... Do you know what? I think that one might have been tampered with slightly, because I recognise the first one as one of Scott's.
Oh, really? What, one of Scott's actual Trumps or one of his sound effects?
I don't know where he got his sound effects from, but I think when he tries to make me laugh, one of those... I recognise the
first
one.
Well, let's take a look at the weather now with Louise Lear.
Yeah.
That's maybe you're right.
Scott's.
Maybe that's been tampered
but maybe
with.
Maybe he was there. I don't know.
Or trumpered with. This is quite embarrassing. I can't even remember this happening. Does Scott do that? Does he come
what,
in
do
and
do... his nails?
Well, I don't know, do a bit of... Oh, that's horrid, isn't it? There we go.
I like the way I was just really subtle and let it pass, though.
Yeah,
didn't embarrass you at all.
No, you were good. You were brilliant. Let's have a listen. Does Scott do that? Does he come
what,
in and
do... his nails?
Well, I don't know, do a bit of... How's about that?
Oh,
oh, that's horrid, isn't it?
Just see, completely glossed over it, saved all your blushes.
This next one's a surprise because she's a glamour puss and a fashion icon. It's Fern Cotton.
Hello, Alid.
Hello.
Now, Alid, just sniff.
It's quite warm. Am I a bit wrong in saying it's quite nice?
Right, Gemma, have a whiff.
Smells vanilla-y.
Oh.
Hey, Matt.
How are you doing?
Sniff.
Excuse.
Wow.
There we go, you see.
She's so proud at the end.
I know. I bet they would smell vanilla-y as well, because she's a very lovely lady. It's like, wow. There we go. Trumpgate. Yeah. Guffgate. We got to the bottom of it, didn't we, Becky?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Well, we found out that it happened on Canadian Idol. This is an actual clip off of Canadian Idol. Listen to this.
Chelsea Johnson is back for a fourth time.
Pretty good. How are you guys?
Why don't you just sing something, Chelsea?
Okay. I totally just farted. I totally just
farted.
That
is good TV.
It was a really long one, wasn't it? It was a really long, warm, rumbly one.
Chelsea Johnson is back for a fourth time.
Pretty good. How are you guys?
Why don't you just sing something, Chelsea?
Okay. I totally just farted. I totally just
that
farted.
That is good TV.
I thought she was going to twit when she tried to hit a high note. You know, from the pressure, like, lop. And it was just before she even started. It was amazing.
Bless her.
Maybe a Chelsea Johnson is the name that it'll get for when you trump at inappropriate times in public. Do you know, like, I just did a Johnson. Or Chelsea Johnson. Do you know what I mean? Possibly. You wouldn't get that sort of behaviour from Leona Lewis now, would you?
Radio 1. Podcast. podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Sat in for Scott this week. Of course, I'm not alone. The one who doesn't speak is here. He'll hit the desk or something to show. Oh, God. It's quite intimidating. We need one of those.
His whistle.
Katy Perry could have done with that yesterday because her voice was too sore to talk on the phone to me. She could have maybe communicated just through a noise. The Swanee whistle. Becky's here, as you can hear. Probably sense her, feel her presence. As I mentioned yesterday, Katy Perry, she was at the Teen Awards yesterday. Amazing things going on. If you missed it, you can go and have a look at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Loads of videos, loads of photos. Although I don't know if the photos are quite the same ones as videos. If there's videos and photos, you'd go for the videos every time, wouldn't you? Because surely videos are essentially moving photos.
But apparently some of the photos of Katy Perry are quite good.
Oh, what?
Says Alex, who works on Fern's show.
Oh, right. And he's a massive pest. So if you're if you're a boy and you want to go and look at some pictures of a lady. JLS is on there. Katy Perry, The Wanted, Taylor Swift and Professor Green. Lots of photos. Let's have a look. Live chat with Talisa from N-Dubs as well, who's wearing a pink wig. Biffy Clyro in a feather boa and tinsel. No surprise there. And Pixie Lott and Tinchy Strider drawing themselves. So have a look. There's loads of stuff there, basically. bbc.co.uk/radio1. And last night, Tom Deacon and One Extra's Gemma hosted a three-hour spectacular with all the best live performances. Getting behind the scenes, meeting all the celebrities. Listen again on the iPlayer or at bbc.co.uk/radio1. And if you want, Wednesday night, BBC Three from 7. Woo! It's a big deal last night. I must say, listening to like when Katy Perry sang and all the people in the crowd singing every word of Firework was actually really sweet. I mean, it's a big deal when you go to your first, a lot of them, if they're like 14, 15, you might agree you might have been there. If it's your first experience of proper live music and a proper big loud gig like that, it'd just be completely mind-blowing. All those people there, aged between 14 and 17, weren't just sort of let into the venue and then left to roam free. There were people looking after them. You know who the people were, Becky?
No.
People in high-vis jackets. Which takes us neatly, or not so neatly, onto Stupid Street. Basically, there was lots of people there who was just, you know, looking after the venue, looking after the audience, telling them where they need to go and where they can stand and what entrances and exits and stuff like that, all wearing a high-visibility jacket.
I've always wanted one of them.
Nothing says font of knowledge or figure of authority better than a high-vis jacket. That's why you want one, isn't it? It's the power that they hold.
Is it a full-on jacket or just like a tabard?
I think they were full-on jackets. And Ian, the voice of the...
Voice of the tweets?
Tweets. I don't know if it's text or tweets. Says that these people in the high-vis jackets were getting asked all sorts of questions. But not stuff like, where are the toilets in this venue? They were getting asked stuff like, where's McDonald's?
That's important.
And another favourite one, where's Primark? Was one where the, you know, a random went up and asked the high-vis man. So we sent the lovely Roz, highlight of her career thus far, I imagine.
Oh, did she get a... She got a jacket, didn't she?
Yeah, sorry. Oh. We should have let you do it. We put Roz in a high-vis jacket and she popped out onto Stupid Street and stood there till people came up and asked her questions. She got asked 6 questions. Can you guess? Where's Primark? Might be one of them. Popular shop.
Why are you wearing the jacket?
Why are you wearing that jacket? That could be good.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Where are the loos?
Could be. Good one. Should we see?
Yeah, go
Let's
on.
See.
Hello. How can I help? Where's Selfridges? Selfridges is just straight up there. It's on this side. Just keep going for about 5 to 8 minutes.
Hi.
How can I help?
Why are you wearing a yellow top?
Hello.
Yay!
Hello, it's me.
Star sign.
I'm a Virgo.
Virgo. Virgo?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't know what?
I don't know what Virgo means.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Is your favourite colour yellow?
Yellow is actually probably my least favourite colour.
Are you trying to set a new fashion trend?
Hello.
Why is there no sun today?
It's winter. Hello, how can I help?
How do you work a crane? I've always wondered how you work a crane. How do you walk up all those?
It just says a nice lines. Like a stairway. You just walk yourself up, it's lovely. No, it's no problem.
There you go, you were right. Very
I
good.
Didn't get how do you work a crane though, did I?
You should have known that one. Yeah. That was obvious. And this one. Hang on a minute. Let's have a listen to this.
Why is there no sun today?
It's winter.
I think she was bored by that point.
Yeah, she was a bit harsh with it.
There's a certain edge. There's an edge in her voice.
Why is there no sun today?
It's winter.
It's winter, and my boss has asked me to stand out in the street in this jacket. Ooh, like that in his eyes. Oh, with a double finger. That's what she did then.
Are you trying to set a new fashion trend?
Oh, very good then, yeah, because of the why you wear.
Is your favourite colour yellow?
Very good, and also...
Where's Selfridges?
Very good. And the classic, which you didn't guess...
How do you work a crane? I've always wondered how you work a crane.
I wouldn't put him in charge of a crane. If he's listening, no offence, but do you know what I mean? It sounds like he might go a bit crazy with it. You know, that's always a worry that you see a crane driver on his way to work and if he's had, an argument with a missus. Do you know what I mean? He could just swing that baby all over the place. Not the baby, I mean the crane. As in, what? Oh, good.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. I'm a bit sore still. You know, I worked out today.
Did you? Yeah, what did you do?
My trainer came round and I fell. I slipped on my decking.
Why were you outside?
Because
she had enough of your dog hair carpet.
So she leaves so hairy. She leaves like she's been mutated genetically in a petri dish with a basset hound. Luckily, she's a dog lover because she has a dog herself.
Is that why you've had to start going outside?
Well, no, whenever it's dry weather, we go outside, but it had been raining this morning, hence slippy decking. And so we're out there and she's got this little bridge thing. Hey, Nikki. She's got this little bridge thing. She won't be listening now. She'll be shouting at somebody else. Well, she doesn't shout. She's sort of really sweet but evil. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like you feel like you're really disappointed if you don't do it.
Yeah, and you, God, you went really west then.
Did south, I?
Yeah, you went really disappointed. So she's. I told her she'd be a good midwife today, actually, because I think it's quite similar sort of skills where she's sort of quite hardcore, but she empathises as well and is very encouraging. But then at the same time, she's like, come on, get on with it, love. I made the mistake today whilst I was lay on my decking on a towel and then on a yoga mat, and I went, oh, it's a beautiful day, isn't it? Because I was looking at the sky and she obviously realised that I wasn't using my tummy muscles right the same. So she went, yes, it is. Now put your knees up here and made me do all that. I was like, oh, and I couldn't actually talk then and wax lyrical about the weather because I was in too much agony trying to do the exercise. So that's a note to myself. Never, chat about the weather and make small talks. It proves that I'm not in pain from the exercising. She does this laugh that goes, like that. Like really evil.
So what does she do with her bridge?
Oh, so she brings this little bridge, and if you will, it goes on the floor. It's plastic, and it looks a bit like an upturned Pringle crisp, right? And so you can have it as a normal bridge, or you can have it on its back so that it's like a sort of seesaw, so you can stand on either side of it and use it like that. Or you can have it turned up so it looks like a little humpback bridge. And all I was doing was stepping up and then stepping down off it and doing loads of that as like a warm-up. Anyway, I stepped back down off it, and because the decking was a bit wet, I did an accidental split. I didn't know I could do the splits, and it was slow-mo. And it was so slow that she was just going, whoa, 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 whoa. It was like my leg went all the way back, and I kind of near enough did the splits and landed on my back knee with my front leg out.
Oh.
Really slow, though. It was like really slow, you know, when you see sort of those bridges over rivers that open to let tall boats through. It was like that, but my legs, it was like that for ages. As I did the slowest ever sort of accidental splits. 81199 if you've done the accidental splits. It's more popular than you think or more common. It's really quite shocking. And at the time, I wasn't in pain. I laughed it off. I hurt my knee a bit, but I was like, I'm fine. But now I just feel a bit creaky in other areas. I think it ricocheted through my body.
Does that mean you get out of it for the next few weeks?
No. Oh. It means she'll just come around and find another exercise for me to do that won't involve me
it's
doing
so
the accidental
It's easier
split.
Not doing sport, because then you don't get any injuries.
I know, I love it, though.
Sport's just dangerous. Don't do it.
Well, that's not the message to give out, you see.
It's better just to watch telly. You don't get injured like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but it's bad for you.
Well, no, it's not, because you don't get injured.
Yeah, but you could do if the couch exploded.
Yeah.
Think
okay,
of that.
Okay, yeah.
okay, yeah. Podcast. Oh, exciting. I've not done this since I've been in for Scott. We've got Innuendo Bingo on the way. As a fan of the show, I'm quite excited. Also, we've got your song from Ellie Goulding, which is beautiful. I heard it played this morning. Chris played it. Now, though, over to Coxopedia with Lauren and Gemma. Coxopedia. Hello, ladies.
Hello!
Wow, I think this is the first time we've had a double header on Coctopedia. Welcome along.
Thanks, we're very excited.
Good. Have you brought your bucket and spades?
We have. It's right here.
Okay, good, because my brain is a sand pit. Just dig in and make a castle of knowledge at your leisure. Girls, where are you? What are you doing?
We are in our office. Everyone in the office is sort of staring at us right now, hoping that the phone doesn't ring.
Okay. But apart from just doing Coxpedia, you're obviously intensely busy for the rest of the day and dedicated to your careers.
Yes, obviously.
Yeah.
What part of the country are you in?
We are in Kettering right now.
Oh, lovely part of the world. Twinned with Moscow, I believe.
That's the one. Yes, correct.
Is that a clue? Is it Kettles of Kettering? Because I've been up since midnight revising that.
No, unfortunately, it's not that.
Oh, OK. Is it Sun Editors, 1942 through 46?
No, nearly there.
We're up till 10. Right then, Lauren and Gemma, reveal. What's my subject today, please?
It is...
Andrew Lloyd Webber was born in Braithwaite, which is a beautiful part of Bolton. One day on Pancake Day, his mum was making pancakes. She brought down the 12-inch frying pan with such gusto that it whacked young Andrew in the face. "Ah, Mum, ah, Andy," said his mum. "Don't worry, come here." And she took him to a local backstreet surgeon who stitched his face up all wrong. However, Andrew was such a sweet boy that nobody really minded, and one day he found a flute. He played the flute and he thought, "Hey, up, I like this music business. Let me see if I can make some money out of this." So he wrote a musical. He took inspiration from that pancake day because as he was it with the pancake, half a pancake was left just covering his eye and his nose. And it was from there that the Phantom of the Opera was born. People who have starred in the Phantom include Tina Hobley, Taylor Momsen, Paul Ross and Mark Owen. And that is where Sir Andrew Lloyd of Webber met Sarah Brightman. They met in a popular walkabout pub. She was absolutely hammered, doing the splits on the floor in a puddle of Lambrini when their eyes met and he took her home to his one-bed flat above the Royal Opera House. There they made love, they made music, and the rest is history. It must be a minute!
Oh, gosh. Ever.
Was that a long time out of your lives? You know, you'll never get that time back again, ladies.
Oh, that's fine. This has been our month-long ambition to get on Coxopedia.
A month-long. What's your next ambition? What can you look forward to next?
Well, if it's only taken a month to get on Coxopedia, we should be very rich very soon.
Yes, exactly, with your ambitions. I mean, in a month, you can just focus on getting to December, really, and that'll be exciting. girls, Lauren and Gemma, a.k.a. the hotties of Kettering Town. enjoy the rest of your day. Bye!
Bye!
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Who texted that in?
What?
Somebody texted in... No, don't say it's Stropley or they'll be thinking it's true, madam.
What, Adrian in Glasgow says, Becky and Sarah clearly don't get on. Awkward.
That's really cheeky. Well, unless there's something you're not telling me, I think we're quite close. We've known each other for about 8 years, I reckon, haven't we? And back in the day when you used to work on the highfalutin weekend show.
Yeah.
And you had the nickname, can you remember?
Becky Mental.
Becky Mental. Yeah. You had a couple of albums out under that name, didn't you, in a duvet set? You can still get the dado, you know, like the wallpaper.
Oh, the little, yeah.
Yeah, with a Becky Mental motif. We do get on very well, actually. I mean, really, I'm a bit clingy with you. It should be the other way around.
I loved that. You were like, do you know what? I'm more friends with you, but you should be trying harder because I'm like a super celeb and you should be wanting to be my friend.
I know. I'm like proper showbiz. You should be thrilled that we're genuine friends and you're in my phone and vice versa. And instead, you like played a bit cool with me. And I'm the one who's a bit clingy with you. I'm like, hi, Becky. Did you have a nice weekend? Like that when I come in office and you're like,
is that why you buy me hot chocolate every day?
Yeah, because I want you to be my friend. Are you, are you vanilla chai tea?
Yeah.
And I'm there, soy milk on the side, Becky. Like that. Thank you very much for hot support.
I never thought about it like that. Yes, but yeah, now you mention it, you're always there.
I just like, because you like treat me and keep me keen, I'm clearly still keen. You wait till tomorrow, I'm going to be a bit more relaxed. I just come in and like give you a dead arm or something. You know what I mean?
Then I'll fall madly.
Yeah, like, exactly. Gob on your keyboard and you'll be like, oh, she's great. Get a big girl crush on me or something. Right then, should we have a quick game of, oi, you, is that a real headline or what, missus? You having a laugh? Now, normally, you've come up with some of these headlines from your mind, but you've not today.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed today, no.
So it's me v. thee. Okay, the one who doesn't speak is the adjudicator. He's ruffling his paper. Oh, look, he's gone power mad. Here we go. Real headline or not?
How James Blunt saved us from World War III.
Yes, it is true. It is true, I saw that.
True!
Apparently he disobeyed orders when told to attack some Russians many years ago.
But my favourite now is all the generals are coming out going, yes, James Blunt did stop World War III.
Beautiful. Who'd have thunk it? I know. Swanning around on Ibiza with a bevy of supermodels on his yacht and stuff, and he actually saved the proper world.
You also think that this might have been included, like, in the press pack when he first started singing, right? He's kept it secret for a long time, hasn't he? It's not been in any history books or anything up until now, and all of a sudden he's...
It's known we thank our entire existence, and in fact the world not being imploded in World War III on old Blunty, right? No, let's have a look.
Waterford boy 8 saves sister's life. Says, I wouldn't do it again. She's been a pain this week.
True. Because we'd be too scared to make up a headline like that. I say it's true. What do you think, Becky?
Yeah, it's cute.
We're going true.
True.
There we go.
Oh, bless him.
Any more backstory on that? Or are we just going to... No, there's no more backstory on that.
I love it how honest they are.
Okay, here we go.
I gave Black Eyed Peas Fergie a bikini wax.
False.
What, and does that go, and I wouldn't do it again. False, I'll say it's true. Who's right? Oh no, it's false.
False.
Okay.
That came from the one that doesn't speak's mind.
Why, does he have a fascination with ladies' trimmage?
Trimmage is trimmage. Such a good word.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah. Trimmage. A bit like rummage. But you don't want to have a rummage while you're doing the trimmage, you know, you get a lot of trouble off your manager.
Off your manager? What? What's your manager got to do with it?
At the waxing salon.
Oh.
God, here you go.
I'm terrified of Percy Pig.
False. Well, it's true because you said it, but I don't think it made the headlines. Unless
oh,
it
please
made...
let there be someone else like me. Yeah,
let's
please.
See. Oh, you're on your own.
False.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Attorney accidentally sues himself.
Shut up. True? No, false.
Oh. Is it? I bet it's American. I'm going to say true.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
True.
Is Excellent. It from America? Yes.
Did you get that from the National Enquirer? Maybe. Okay, let's see.
Dick Van Dyke saved by porpoises after falling asleep on surfboard.
True.
Yes, I
it
saw
is true.
This
I saw
well.
It.
True.
Yeah, they nudged him along on his surfboard
I
after he dozed
off.
Of
him on a surfboard.
Well, don't fall asleep on a surfboard as well. That's my second tip of the day.
Would you not be bodyboarding more? Than...
Don't exercise on slippy decking, then don't fall asleep on a surfboard because it was like relaxing. Woke up, he drifted out to sea and then got nudged back to shore by porpoises. Love it.
Smell of my new hubby made me vomit.
True.
No. She'd have known before she married him.
True.
Ah.
Oh, my God.
Was it like a medical complaint? You get those people who smell of fish and it's a medical thing.
Qualified as doctor, age 9.
True.
Yes, true.
Oh.
False.
That reminds me, I saw the world's youngest paparazzi outside a couple of days ago.
Oh,
I'd
that
never seen
one.
Him up until now, and I realise he does actually look about 10.
He's so cute. Did he have his Doctor Who flask and lunchbox with him? And his blazer on.
He did have a blazer.
Did he have a school bag where he'd put, like, he'd written on it stuff like, I love paparazzi, but he'd done it in Tippex. He is really young. I always laugh when Scott talks about him because I know him. He's really ruddy cheeks and keen and has a bit of, like, sort of teen acne. Bless him. Right then, next one.
I won't stop until I'm Kim's twin.
Yes, this is true. I think it's about Kim Kardashian, and I think it's from one of those weird magazines that I read.
True, then. I'm going to copy Becky. Is it true?
Oh, no.
True. Oh, is it true?
It is true, but it's not about
Kim. Kim Marshall?
Yeah.
Because it's spelt with a Y here on this button, so I thought it might have been Kim Marshall.
Yeah, a girl who's having plastic surgery to look like Kim Marsh.
Very pretty. Kim Marsh, yeah, not Marshall. Who's Kim Marshall? Kim Marsh, wow. Off of Corey and off of hearsay. Yeah. She wants to look just like her with her jet black hair.
Wow.
Final one then for now.
My bridesmaid was a dog.
Yeah, true. That's quite common, isn't it?
Is it? Not a wedding I've been to. I'm saying no.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. Well, when you get an actual dog to carry the ring and all that and be the bridesmaid, yeah, people do that a lot. Like those people who have, like, novelty Viking weddings as well and Star Wars weddings. They're the same ones who let the pets get involved. It's when the friends are too pretty, so they get the dog to be the bridesmaid because they
is
don't want to be upstage.
Is?
Yeah.
Do they stick the dog in a peach dress as well?
Yeah, many years ago, let's call the DJ Sarah, and she got, all right, it was me. When I got married, my best friend looked so hot in the bridesmaid dress, I made her put plasters over her nipples. Because I thought, she'll take away the shine of the day.
That'll be the headline tomorrow.
Yeah, good. Look forward to that one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right then, so I can't resist. Let's just do a few more, OK? Oh, I told you it was quite common for dogs to be bridesmaids. Mm. Who else had one? Someone had their pug being a ring bearer.
Yeah, Kern and Simon. Apparently he walked down the aisle in a tux.
Very nice, you say. Little pug. Pug in a tux. So then, here we go. Next one.
Me and my bloke have the same name.
Yeah, that might be true, because like Sam Knight and Sam Knight.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
True? Is that true? Yes, it is.
True! True!
Apparently, both her and her boyfriend are called Stacey.
Oh, wow, that's different then. So it's not two Alexes or Lee or some other sort of androgynous name. Stacey. Very good.
Mum is Bruce Forsyth lookalike.
False.
Yes, please say it's true. Please say it's true.
False, let's see.
False.
Oh, what a shame.
My 12-hour toilet terror.
True. I've had one of them.
Yeah, haven't we all? Yes, true.
We were there together. Yeah, let's see.
True.
True.
Yes.
Well done.
Hearing a Jack Johnson song sends me to sleep.
True. True. No, shut
yeah,
up. False.
No, true.
I'm saying false. Becky's saying true.
False.
Yes. There we go.
Get that oil rig out of my living room.
False.
That is so random. I'm tempted to say it's from his head, but I'm going to say true.
True.
Where's that happening? It's got to be Texas.
Oh, husband has made model oil rig in the lounge.
In Texas?
No, it doesn't say where.
Derby. Okay, good. Right then. That means I win. Wicked. What? Shut it. Told you I'm going to get meaner with you. Watch this. Yeah, see? She loves it.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
Really need a wee. I don't think this feature's going to help at all, is it? Because it features Becky spitting water out like a little fountain of fun. Although somebody, when I first started in showbiz, told me that to like sort of present shows on a full bladder made you like better at your job and made you more. I think you're just heading for a bit of a urinary tract infection there, not a BAFTA. So then.
BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Becky, we knew we'd have to find a use for it because we are the BBC and we don't like to waste pennies. And we have got this special bin of win that we used for the Teen Awards last week. But now we've recycled it. Good comedy use there. the bin noise. Beckett, oh, stop it now. Stop it. And we have managed to recycle the bin of win into a shiny, massive spittoon for the hooks. We're going to play some clips from Innuendo Bingo, and we'll see if she manages to keep a little mouthful of water in her gob as she hears the clips. What a weird job you have, isn't it? What do you do at the office today, dear? To listen to funny things and gob water into a bin. So the first one comes from White Van Man. A show where some young men have to go around to Annabelle. go in their vans around to a Hannibal. What's she called? Annabelle Giles' house. And tidy up her back garden. Are you ready, Becky?
Mm-hmm.
She's leaning over the bin with a mouth full of water. Here we go.
The chance to be filmed with two semi-naked men is just too good for 80s TV star Annabelle Giles to pass up. She's asked them to tidy her back area.
That was the water in the bin. We had a splashback. Very good. Right, are you going to take some more water? Here we go. She's leaning over the bin with a mouthful of water. Mm-hmm. This is the first time she's heard this clip. Here she goes.
Oh, yes! Lovely. I love you, my little rubber beauty.
Good, good. You hydrate, girlfriend. Very good. That was from Grand Designs. And I want to point out that the little rubber beauty that he mentioned there was a tyre. Yeah, good, okay. Good to clear that up.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.